Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 7th of February, number 746, Super Bowl Sunday. I'll get to that in a minute. I've changed a bit. I've changed my view over that I did say the other day. I'll confirm everything up at the weekend. I'm sticking with the points bet we had yesterday, obviously. But I've got a few bets for the Super Bowl today for people at their own peril. Snow in it, absolutely throwing snow down. In 56 minutes, the most boring Premier League game of football ever to be played will kick off. Spurs taking on West Brom at the Tottenham Hotspur shit pit. Be interesting to see how that pans out. Two pretty dreadful teams. Spurs, I see, have got Kane back, which obviously is a bit of a surprise, but they're doubling down by playing Sanchez, Aurier and Davis. So I do expect West Brom to score with that back line. Perhaps old Jose is realising that Dyer's total shite. But yeah, be interesting to see. I think it'll be a game where two teams all park the bus. I don't know, the ball might not move. And poor old Mike Dean, eh? Poor old Mikey, just doing his job and getting absolutely slated. Absolute nailed on red card. Oh, knew what he was doing, Suchet. Raised his arm, elbow in the face. If you have a look, he's made the gap for Noble to make the run. If you go and watch it properly, it's all been planned on the training ground. They know Mitrovic goes down. You elbow him in the face, that clears that space for Noble to make the run. Elbow, poor old Mike, just doing his job. And the old world's up in arms. I don't understand the game. I go every week, I watch it, see these things. Absolute nailed on red. Get him off. Poor old Mikey boy. Poor old Mike. Just doing his job. Just imagine turning up to do work, do your job, and everybody having a go at you all the time. Dreadful. Poor old Mikey boy. Nothing wrong with him. And then good goal by Fernandes. When I saw that this morning, that was a cracking goal, but I didn't watch it, but they 2-0 up, back to 2-2, took the lead again, and then I didn't see the final goal. De Gea made a bit of a mess, didn't he, again, gone at the game. I've said Ollie's not the man repeatedly. I've said they won't win the league, but for him to come out and say that they're not league contenders in this season is madness. I mean, if ever you've got a chance to have a go, it's this season. That with, I know City are flying, but you know, there's every chance they lose against Liverpool today. And I'm not saying that they will, but there's every chance they could. It's not the easiest place to go. I do think they'll still have a blip sometime once all the European football returns. For your Man United manager to say we're not in it. I get Spurs, you know, we haven't won it for 500 years, but a United manager really saying that? Madness. What else is going on? A few bits I can't remember, but let's do the football today. I had an absolute bloodbath yesterday afternoon. I'm not going to lie, it turned round, but I got one group of bets I do just slightly odds on, so the market expectation of them is about 55%. I run about 65%. I said I was busy yesterday. I had a load of them yesterday. I probably had, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 of them. And I lost all bar one in the afternoon. Just unbelievable. Just an absolute bloodbath. But then it did all of a sudden turned around in the evening. Just shows you in this game you've got to stick with it, not give up, not headbutt. Winners don't quit, quitters don't win. But absolute, yeah, but almost defied belief yesterday. The not so much that, you know, you'd lose, but the odds that playing at you, you know, whenever you think things aren't possible, it just shows you that they are. Yeah, all good, all turned around, just start singing songs again. And if Victor Perez wins this golf in I mean, Tony Finau's just tied for the lead, he won't win surely, but if Victor Perez wins this golf, I am going to headbutt a wall. I think we've backed him two or three times with the golf guru in recent times. Doesn't put him up this week, and I see he's up to 13 under. Murder, absolute murder if he wins. I don't know what price he was, but having been following him for a while and expecting him to win, the week you're not on him, he then goes and wins, it'll be particularly annoying. I'll be going around Golf Guru's house and giving him the old FTS headbutt. Poor old Mikey, eh? Poor old Mike Dean, just doing his job. Just turns up to do his job. Right, I've got some footballers. And then I'll do the Super Bowl. Right, Foosibel. What have we got for you? A late goal at Hamilton Rangers. That's a 12 o'clock kickoff. A late goal. So again, usual rules. If it's 0-0 to 3-3 at half time, there hasn't been a goal by sort of 75 minutes. Drip lay the correct score or relevant goal line from 75, 80 minutes onwards. And I've got a... Oh, the old beauties are back. A first half goal at Malaga. Malaga, Zaragoza. Visit the Malaga boys. A little late first half goal at Malaga. Get in the boys. Go on. And there was another late goal one. But I'm just struggling to see where it is now. Where are you, my little beauty? Oh, Braga Porto. That's it. Late 45 tonight. Braga Porto. So late goal at Braga Porto. Late goal at Hamilton Rangers, if there hasn't been a second half goal already. And a late first half goal at Visint de Malaga Boys. Right, Super Bowl. The line has moved. It was pretty much 3.5 all week. It's now moved to Tampa Bay minus 3, Kansas plus 3. I've had a look at this. I do think, as I said yesterday, it's going to be the unders. I think it's going to be a tighter game. I think the Tampa defence are going to play a big part in the game. Obviously, Brady, massive experience. Staggering stat that Brady's only scored 3 first quarter points in 9 Super Bowls. That is a staggering statistic. I do think that my way I see it playing out is that Tampa will get the upper hand. But... with Kansas now minus 3, Mahomes won it last year, won't have the nerves that he's had. They've been on a fantastic run. I am now taking Kansas minus 3 at even money. Kansas minus 3 at even money is a price I can't turn down. So I'm doing the under 56.5 I gave you a stake. Kansas minus 3. To win today. I did say, if anybody says you've changed your mind, I didn't confirm the bet the other day. I did say I'll have a look at the weekend, but that's where I was siding with 3.5, and that's how tight I see the game. But I think Kansas minus 3 is just too good to give up. You know, the people are talking about their offensive line. They've had issues all season. They still rack up points. So I'm going Kansas minus 3. It's a funny one because I want to see Brady win it. I just think it'll be a fantastic story. But on the numbers, Kansas minus 3 is for me. I'm going Brady under 294.5 passing yards. That's 5-6. Brady under 294.5 passing yards. If you can't get these numbers, don't have the bet. I'm going Kelce under Kansas player Kelce under 97.5 receiving yards for Kelce, and Gronkowski over 28.5 receiving yards. Both those about 5-6. Sky bet 365, places like that. Gronkowski will become Brady's go-to man, particularly if they're up against it. Over 28.5 points, 5 receiving yards, 5-6 for Gronk. So Kansas minus 3, Brady under 294.5 passing yards, Kelce under 97.5 receiving yards, and Gronkowski over 28.5 receiving yards. The Kansas is minus 3, all the others round about 5-6. Kansas minus 3 is even, sorry, everything else round minus, around 5-6. My notes, sorry, not clearest, I've just scribbled them there. I will be up for the game. I think it's going to be a cracker. I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, it's for American media, it couldn't have fallen better. The master against the apprentice, incredible how it's worked out. Brady going, just getting to the Super Bowl is a fantastic achievement with that team. As I say, my heart, I'd love to see him win it. But I do just think that Kansas are going to come out on top. I'm expecting them to be particularly strong in the fourth quarter. But Brady's got history of being able to do that himself. You know, as he showed a few years back when he was 28 down, was it Atlanta against Atlanta Falcons? So I think we're in for a cracker, of course. Any of those bets at your own peril. I'm not playing massive. You know, the prop bets really for interest, small bets for interest. Do think the Kansas price is too good to turn down. And I do think we'll see unders if the weather is as expected. And I think we're going to see Tampa try and stifle them, obviously, with defence and a lot of running game from Brady initially. Right, have a cracking Sunday. If you do fancy watching a bit of paint dry, then put the Premier League on at 12 o'clock. It's going to be absolutely dreadful. It is going to go down in history. You've got the two absolutely dreadful, and I don't mean the worst sides in the league, because obviously Tottenham aren't the worst, but football-wise, the football that's being played, two of the worst teams to grace the league will be taken to the pitch in about 45 minutes. It's going to be a shocker. Have a lovely Sunday. I'll be back with Mindset Monday tomorrow. Obviously, we missed last week with the power. I'll be back doing that tomorrow. It will be a bit later because I'm going to watch the Super Bowl and then catch all my bits up. And then in the week, I'll lay out some other bits and some stats and stuff, bits that I want to talk about going forward. Have a good Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. Mind the weather if you're out. And I'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.